independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
In our new budget, we've ended years of painful cuts to our military and just achieved a $21 billion increase in defense spending. We achieved the single largest increase in border security funding in 10 years, with enough money to make a down payment on the border wall.
Security. Security. Trumpster right there talking about, the money we're going to be spending. And it is a lot of it. It's your money. It's my money. And they're going to spend it how they think wisely. They got together and bipartisanly, they chopped up a lot of our money and handed out to many organizations that I think passed their best days. And it makes me wonder. It does. He's right about something. You know, they talk about, the Democrats were excited. Well, he's not building the wall. He's not building the wall. Well, actually, he's building a portion of the wall. So he's tearing down the fence that used to be there. He's increased the spending tremendously when it comes to the wall or to the border. There's going to be other high-tech ways to try to defend it. Is he building the wall? No, he's not building the wall. Not yet. But I didn't think it was going to get done this early anyway. Promises, people. Well, he promised this and he promised that. He promised this and he promised that. Here's Mick Mulvaney talking about said promises.
Defense, border security, school choice. The president delivered on his promises and got his priorities funded, and that's what the Democrats don't want you to know.
Yeah, that's what they don't want you to know. He's the Office of the Party of Management and Budget for the Republican Party, the guy that's out there looking at everything, making sure this is it. He's the spokeshole for this stuff, right? He is the talking head for all of this. I like Mick. Mick's very fun. He's good. He looks like a party guy. He looks like, dude, I can't hang out with you anymore because Mick's insane. My wife told me I can't hang out with Mick anymore because he's nuts. He's crazy, right? He's crazy. We're always ending up somewhere we're not supposed to. Remember last time we ended up in Chinatown, right? Like 3,000 miles away from our house. That's why we can't hang out with him. He's what he looks like. But did he keep his promises? What promises didn't he keep? Did he increase spending in some places? Did he cut back? I mean, some of the promises about, the Democrats are stoked. They got to keep Planned Parenthood funding, but he got it. So still that, if you work for the federal government, that there's, not paying for abortions. Oh, that's great. It drives me crazy. We're spending all this money. We're spending a lot, and they're going to ask us for more. That's what nuts. I saw last night that he's thinking about asking for like 18.5 cents, a bump in taxes on fuel. So we could see a jump. Now, it's been since 1993 that we've had a bump, and he wants to pay for infrastructure. But anytime you go and you ask for more money, you're asking people who are still struggling and living day to day for more money. You're still trying to figure out what the hell you're going to do with health care. You're still fighting about that. People are still paying through the nose for their health care. You're excited because you got a spending bill that is expensive. You're giving lots of money, stuff that you said you were going to get rid of, stuff that you said you were going to cut back off. You didn't. I don't know. But it was always going to be a fight. Democrats are celebrating as if they won something. Did you really win anything? I don't know. I don't think you did win anything. But next thing you know, the Republicans are going to say what? Well, if we didn't get this done, it was the Democrats' fault. And that's why there was a shutdown. And if, last time it was our fault, that's why there was a shutdown. We all point at each other's fingers.
I don't anticipate a shutdown in September, but if negotiations, if the Democrats aren't going to behave any better than they have in the last couple of days, it may be inevitable. They wanted a shutdown. We know that. They were desperate to make this administration look like we couldn't function, like we couldn't govern.
Sometimes in life, you guys feel like you can't govern. You guys are sitting there and you've got everything in front of you, but do you always feel like you can do the right thing? I don't know. I don't always think that way with you guys. That's both sides, because I don't think you do it, what you're supposed to do. Because you're so about being right, and you're so about not giving an inch. I've had more text messages now. You can feel free to text the show always, 323-538-2423, about how do we bring these people together? How do we become a less divided nation? How do we get our politicians to come together? Well, we first and foremost have to stop screaming from the top of our lungs and tweeting and going after them on every piece of social media and walking in front of them all day screaming and yelling and telling them how horrible they are if they don't do what we ask them to do. Why don't we, if we're going to protest, right? Why don't we, the people that are actually human beings with common sense, who aren't about yelling and screaming from the top of our lungs about you have to go after this person because they want to take away my choice, which is not going to happen. Or you have to go away for this person because they want to make sure that illegal immigration means that everybody's got to leave and that everybody's here illegally and we toss them out. I'm over that. How about we try for a victory? Right? I said yesterday, I'm sick and tired of the only time we ever come together in this country when it comes to our politicians is when a tragedy happens and they all go outside and sing Kumbaya. And then after a week or two, it gets back to politics. It shouldn't be that way. It really shouldn't. There are bigger things that matter. Fix healthcare, please. Get your head out of your ass. All right? You got involved. You broke it. And this includes you, Democrats. You can sit there and laugh your ass off, but it's spinning out of control still. Right? You got us on the airplane. You broke the airplane. The airplane's still crashing, and the Republicans are screwing around thinking they're going to get a fix, and they may not, and you're still laughing, but you broke it. How do we get us all together? It's got to be us. We've got to stop. We've got to. We've got to stop demanding them you better do exactly what we say, because if not, we're going to vote you out of office. So they'll take a hard stance to please a small portion of people when I do believe, and this is just me, right? I do believe that a good portion of people out here in this country are mostly centrist. And people say, oh, people who don't have an opinion. No, they have an opinion. But they have an opinion based on every single subject, not based on right or left. Every issue, there's an opinion. I think most people realize that we need to fix the border, but we also have a lot of people here that are good, and they have been they've been better for us than some people out there would think. I know there's people out there that are looking around saying, well, I don't really think we should tax people to the hilt anymore. That doesn't promote anything. So why can't we have common sense taxation? I know there are people out there thinking, yes, you know what? We got to really look out for the North Koreas and the Assads and the ISISs of the world, and we need to have a strong military. As much as maybe you don't agree with war, you realize that through peace and through preparing for war will come that peace. Common sense, that's all we're asking for. But it starts with us. Stop taking these people and berating them and beating them down and attacking them. That's the way they are. They're there to please their base. And we need to show them, look, there's 10% on this side that's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, 10% on that side that's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and in the middle there is 80% of us that, you know what? We can be a louder voice. We need to get the mantle. It's about results. That's what I want. I want results. I want results, results, results. And I think you do too. No more partisan crap. No more BS that we've seen over and over again. I want results. What are you doing to fix healthcare? What are you, because you guys all broke it, right? What are you doing to start cutting down the deficit and debt in this country? Because I don't see it here with all this spending, right? Hey, look, I'm all for there being, you know, I love PBS, right? Can't they just beg for more money? And if somebody wants to give them more, that's great. We have bigger issues here, right? We have bigger issues here. Absolutely. Some of this stuff, I sit here and I shake my head thinking, what are we spending money on here? What is this for? Really? Do we need to spend all of this money on Amtrak and the Postal Service? I don't think so. If it can't survive on its own, why do we continue to fund it? When we could take that, you know, $1.5 billion in Amtrak and put it towards something else. We could take that money on the Postal Service and put it towards something else. It should be about what is best for all of us. And I know you're not going to make everybody happy, but right now all we do is piss each other off, and that's not going to bring us together. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Now, technology. Love it. Use it all the time. Think it's amazing. You know what else it does? It saves your butt. Have you missed an anniversary before? Mm-hmm. Missed a birthday? Guilty. My aunt's birthday about a month and a half ago. Yeah, I was guilty. And I'm hearing about it. Oh, indeed. Ooh. Be a hero. Isn't it great when you send flowers to somebody and you're a hero? Like, they think you're the most amazing thing. Pro Gift or Service by Pro Flowers takes all of the thought out of it. That important date, that anniversary, that birthday, whatever it is, you will never have to remember it because you only need to remember it once. And you can just send it, and it goes automatically. Let me tell you what you get with the Pro Gift or Service. Three bouquets with vase, right? So you get three bouquets with vases for $99. You can send it to three addresses or one address, and you can put it for a year out. Three separate occasions? Oh, my goodness. What kind of hero are you going to be? Mother's Day, maybe? Right? Anniversary, birthday, I'm telling you, you're a winner. Don't be like Chad. Do the right things. So if you procrastinate, you screw around, Pro Gifter Service is perfect for you. Pro Flowers buys direct from the best growers, so you're getting fresh flowers, 7-day freshness guarantee. Pro Flowers passes, all the flowers, they pass a 7-point quality check before being shipped, so you know they're going to look amazing. I know you're thinking of an occasion you send flowers for right now. Go to proflowers.com. Look for the Pro Gifter banner right on the homepage. Pick your flowers. Set the delivery dates. Boom, you're done. That's proflowers.com. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Fresh farm to table. This is the Chad Benson Show.
We want to have a situation where people can afford their health insurance. We want to have a situation where people have a choice of health insurers. That's not happening in Obamacare.
It's not. It's not happening in Obamacare. And I want to make sure it happens with whatever you come up with, Ryan Care. I want to. You guys aren't close to getting this thing done. You know, you're not. You think you're getting close, but then you find out, well, you're a few votes short. It's not getting done. One vote or a million votes, doesn't matter. Right? It's like hockey, sports. Whether you lose by one or a million, it doesn't matter. It's still a loss. Doesn't count for anything less than that. And you guys have already failed at this twice. You know? You failed at it for 7.5 years. And then you had a real shot at it. And you failed at it again. And to me, this is your third time. And you better get something done. Because people are drowned in here. Free market needs to work. I love the free market. I love the free market. Today, all of those airplane companies, United, Delta, American, all their CEOs were dragged in front of Congress to talk about their poor, customer service and the way that they're overbooked because we had to have hearings on that. You know what the best kind of hearings are on those? Free market. If people are sick and tired of paying the prices and being bumped and seeing the things, they'll stop using that airline. But most of us don't care because we think, well, that's not me. Right? That's not me. And by the way, it's only at $200 to fly here with United. It's $300 over here. And even though their customer service may be better, all I care about is the price. So I'm getting on the damn thing and flying. There you go. And if they bump me, I'll take $400 or $500. Let the free market work it out. That's what we need the medical world to do. I have said it over and over again. Somebody's going to come up with a way to have a Walmart, Costco style of healthcare that's going to really absolutely benefit the entirety of America. Rich people will always have better stuff. So stop worrying about what they're going to have or not have. All right? Stop worrying about that. All you should care about is you stay in your own lane. But there is one issue that is continuing to divide this group of people, the Republicans, when it comes to health care.
So what good is insurance if you don't get it, if it's not offered to you, or you can't afford it? So the purpose of our bill is to get more choices, to lower prices, while preserving the protections for pre-existing conditions.
pre-existing conditions. That it is it right there. That is the big thing. Because you've got tons of lobbyists who are throwing money at all of these guys and saying, you need to make sure that there's some sort of rider in there, some sort of waiver that we can get that says, fine, you guys have pre-existing conditions, but we'll be able to charge X, Y, and Z. And if you allow your insurance to lapse, we can then deny you. And other people are like, that's ridiculous. You can't have that. You can't tell people they can't get insurance. Look at all the money we waste on Amtrak and the post office. There's ways to do things, people. There is. But you've got to want it. And I don't think they want it because the politics. It's the disease thing, right? Where's the money in? It's not in the cure. It's in the disease. That's how you keep people alive. It's a lot more money in that than it is curing them because they may never have it again. And we want repeat customers. Sounds horrible, but it's true. It's a big, giant game. Lobbyists throw money at people, and right now there's some Freedom Caucus. There's some people out there that are screaming and yelling and saying, hey, do what we ask you to do. We're funding you. We're throwing money at you left. We're throwing you those $1,000 plate dinners and stuff so people could take a picture with you. The average person doesn't care about that. We want to know, what's it going to cost every month? Are my kids covered? And am I SOL, right, if things go south, right? Am I losing everything? That's what we want to know. That's it. Shouldn't be that hard. Let me buy over state lines, all right? Let the marketplace work itself out and bring down the cost. But you got to give people a chance, and it sucks. But you went into the insurance business, and your whole job is to find out what you can't pay. And we know the games that you play, kids, right? You want the bigger ones because there's more money in it for you. You don't want the little ones. Shouldn't pre-existing be the ones you should be most excited about then? 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chad@chadbensonshow.com. You text the program, 323-538-2423. Racism at the ballpark and the NFL may have a new weapon when it comes to finding out if they should draft you or not. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Boston Red Sox fans tonight gave a very warm welcome to Adam Jones, baseball player, big slugger for the Baltimore Orioles. The reason that's big news is because last night there was issues at the park, including a situation where somebody called him the N-word on a few occasions and at one time threw peanuts at him. There's only 62 African-Americans in Major League Baseball, and by that I mean 62 black guys that are from America, that are American citizens, that play Major League Baseball. Are there other people that are black that play in baseball? Yes. Dominican Republic, Cuba, places like that, absolutely. But there's only 62 African-Americans. Understanding what that's about, that there's not a lot of African-Americans that play baseball, and it's predominantly a whitish sport. And it's really an international sport more than whitish sport, but it's still white sport. But that's not because African-Americans don't like baseball, because it's, you know, Jackie Robinson and the whole nine yards. It's not because, African-Americans, like, you better stay away from this white sport. It's the truth is that African-Americans tend to like basketball. They tend to like football. Most kids were gravitating towards that anyways. Ice hockey, soccer's made a huge run. It's a lot of kids like my son. Jack is 7. He's like, Daddy, it's boring. He likes to hit. But that's it. Adam Jones last night was what happened was horrible. It was a bad situation. This is Stephen A. Smith today on ESPN.
I thought the fan in question should have been arrested because mm-hmm. he threw peanuts at Adam Jones. That's tantamount to assault. What the hell do you think you're doing? You know, so I think in that regard, he should have been dealt with. I also think that if there's a way to fine him, fine. But I don't have a problem with lifetime banishment from the ballpark.
So you got a fan, drunk, who knows what, screams the N-word, throws peanuts at Adam Jones. You know, he's a big slugger. Guy's a 5-6-time All-Star. He's you know, he's a hell of a player, man. He's, most baseball, if not all baseball teams, want a guy like that. Baseball has had its you know, the Negro Leagues, and it's had its run-ins with racism more than a few occasions. And it's an ugly time. And we've come a long way. We have come a long way, and this is the first time I have heard anything talk you know, about racism. I was telling Anthony the other day, in Europe, it is an ongoing issue. They all wear shirts out when they're warming up that says, kick racism out the game and stuff like that, because it's very real and live. It is. It is very real. It is very live over there. It is a living, breathing thing, racism, when it comes to their sports especially, because it's not just about the color of your skin. It's the team you play for may represent something wholly different. Celtic and Rangers, two teams that play in Scotland, two teams that are separated by just a few miles. It's a Protestant Catholic thing. You've got Barcelona and Real Madrid, the biggest rivalry maybe in sports. This past weekend, they had the Clásico, which is the big game in Spain, 2 weekends ago, which is the big game in Spain between Real Madrid and Barcelona. All right? So you've got two teams that are completely this in a place like that, in a place like Europe, you have your home team you may root for, and then you either root for Real Madrid or Barcelona. And at this point in time, they have the two best players maybe in the history of the game playing on opposite sides of each other. And you've got the Catalans, and you've got the Spanish, people that want to break away from each other. It's a horrible situation at times because it becomes a political thing. But there's racism. Racism. Samuel Eto'o, great player for Barcelona, felt racism. Dani Alves felt racism last year when somebody threw a banana at him while he was taking a corner kick and making monkey noises. Happens still all the time. Massive game, but there's still racism. I thought we had gotten past that, and last night we didn't seem to get past it. I love what Stephen A. Smith says here about baseball and about players in general. Because I think you can't be quick to say it's baseball's fault. Because it's not. It's an individual's fault.
But let's not act like Major League Baseball is at fault. Let's not act like players are at fault. Let's not act like Fenway Park and the Boston Red Sox are at fault. That was this fan.
That's right. That was that fan. That was that fan. And somebody earlier today said, you know, I said, that guy needs to be gone from the park for good. And it happens in Europe. After 9-11, Claudio Ranieri, an American player who was playing for the Scottish team Rangers, scored a goal against Celtic, the rivals, and people made airplane gestures about 9-11. The fans that were caught on their closed-circuit TV were banned for life from coming to the games. And by the way, they catch you, too. You show up, they catch your ass. They know what they're looking for. And this guy today, I had several people text me today. So, well, isn't this kind of like a cake maker? You know, you go into a park and you know, you. I said, they weren't denied service. They got to come in the park, right? And on the back of the ticket, it says, you do this, you're thrown out of the park. You throw stuff on the field, you're thrown out of the park. But racism, it reared its ugly head. It did. Now, the city of Boston's apologized. The Boston Red Sox have apologized. But we're back in the situation again where it made news because there are a bunch of knuckle-draggers out there who continue to do knuckle-dragging things, who continue to do stupid and asinine. I don't care how much of a rivalry it is. I don't care how drunk you were. Remember, drunk, what happens in the world of drunkenness? You just lose your inhibitions. They become a little bit looser, and maybe you do things that you wouldn't normally do. It's ridiculous. And it needs to stop. And I'm surprised nobody punched him in the mouth. That's what I'm surprised about. Nobody punched him in the mouth. Nobody said anything. This goes on far too often. Not here, right? Thank God for that, but just around the world. But the fact that it happened here in a modern day, in a modern era, it's ridiculous. It really is. Speaking of sports, the NFL, when they go, last week the draft took place. And the NFL draft was huge. Numbers were big. Lots of people there. And your favorite team is out there picking. They go through painstaking days upon days to interview these kids, to look in every way, shape, or form into these kids' lives, because they're going to hand them a lot of money. And last week, a couple days before, Garon Conley, who was supposed to be probably a top 10 pick, maybe a top 15 pick at worst, a couple days before the draft, some issues took place with him. And the next thing you know, we got some splaining to do, Garon.
Conley is a cornerback from Ohio State. Uh-huh. He's a potential top 10 draft pick. I know a number of teams that had him number two on their board at cornerback. The morning of April 9th, there's a 911 call from the Westin Hotel in Cleveland. It's a woman. She's saying she's been raped by someone there. She describes the person. The police come. They go to the room. They take her statement there. They send her to the hospital for the rape kit. Eventually, a police report comes out that the main suspect in the case is Conley. Now, he has not been arrested. The police have not accused him of this. You know, so right now, this is just a lot of he said, she said, back and forth.
Cost him millions. It cost him millions of dollars. Now, I don't know if it's true or not. I don't. Again, there's a rape kit. He says it was consensual sex. The NFL goes to a lot of, I mean, they hire private investigators. They go through kids' garbage. They talk to friends. They talk to family. They interview kids about their family. One of the famous questions that was supposedly asked a few years ago about Cam Newton was your mother a hooker? They want to know who's in your life. What are they about? Who are your pals? What are they about? You came from a rough area. I see you still hang out with a lot of those guys. Are they gangsters? They want to know everything. They do. They absolutely want to know every single thing they possibly can about these kids. And the reason is pretty simple. It's a bottom line business.
You have to prepare. You can't go and spend what's ultimately going to be millions of dollars, what's ultimately a very valuable draft pick. I mean, look, at the end of the day, we can say whatever we want about the draft, but this is asset acquisition. That's what this is.
Yep.
So you're going to go out there and you're going to go, hey, you know what? There's a big crack in the foundation of that house. I'll check it out later. I'll just buy the house now. That's not how it works.
Bottom line business. We've talked about it before. But isn't that like all businesses anymore, right? They look at your social media. They may not put you through a lie detector test. I've been through a lie detector test for a job, for a marketing job, a big-time marketing job that they recruited me for. They wanted to know a lot of stuff. They put me through psychological tests. How many of you have gone through that? The NFL, they do that. And then some, again, private investigators investigate these kids because they look at them as assets. They're going to hand young men full of testosterone who have been catered to for most of their life because of the gifts that they have on a football field, who are going to be handed millions of dollars overnight. They want to make sure that those assets don't screw it up. And they're going to be targets. There's going to be a lot of them are targets. But opening up this whole thing with the lie detector test, as they did with this kid who went out and took a lie detector test, guess what? You've opened up another Pandora box, right? The genie in the bottle, because now it's giving all of these NFL teams ideas that, man, maybe we should lie detector a lot of these kids. Maybe we should. Because we can get some of those questions that we need to ask. Should we lie detector this kid? Because we're not quite sure about his, you know, his background. Somebody said that's really kind of an invasion. It's kind of a weird thing. Yeah, but we've been talking about how many of these new companies now want to take a DNA swab of you. It's invasive. It is. But they're trying to get everything down to a science. You know, you're going to be mid-level management. They want to take a DNA swab of you to see if you're going to be the right fit for the insurance plan. These guys are getting handed millions of dollars. They got a PI looking out for this guy. They want to make sure this guy's at home by 10 or 11 o'clock at night and not screwing around with his friends at 3 o'clock somewhere he's not supposed to be. Because they look at them as assets, because that's what they are. It's a giant chessboard. Each one of them are a piece. It's crazy, but true. Speaking of jobs and what you will do for a job, what would you do to find the right employee? Well, if you think posting in one place over and over again is the best place to do it, you are wrong. How about this? ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to all the top sites. How about 200-plus sites, all with a single click? That includes social media sites like Facebook and Twitter. Any city, any industry, nationwide. Boom. Post once, watch those candidates roll in, and they're qualified. You see, ZipRecruiter's got an easy-to-use interface. What it allows you to do is skip the craziness of emails and calls. It allows you to rate the candidates fast. Quickly rate the candidates. Quickly screen the candidates. Then quickly hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter's been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses like you. And right now, listeners of The Chad Benson Show, that's you guys, post your job for free. It's on me. Go to Chad. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time. It's on me, kids. ZipRecruiter.com/report. Post your job for free today. You will absolutely love it. I guarantee it. It's The Chad Benson Show.
America's funniest cisgendered privileged white male with a bully pulpit the size of a divided nation. Here's Chad Benson.
Oh, man. Solid fun day. Solid fun day, kids. Very interesting. The air rage phenomenon. 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 And it because how much of it's actually air rage? Okay, producer, for those a question, if you're not actually off the ground, is it air rage or is it just sitting inside of a tube rage?
Just ground rage.
It's a ground rage, right? It's ground rage. And this is ground rage of epic proportion. The flight hadn't even taken off yet. Passengers were getting themselves ready for a long, long 11-hour flight from Tokyo to Los Angeles, California, when two passengers, for whatever reason, decided to get into some sort of scuffle. One of them, a bearded man wearing a Hawaiian shirt, another younger man wearing a hat and a black T-shirt with some sort of Beats headphones. Well, you know what? Me explaining it to you is one thing. I'll describe it, but this is how the CNN people called it.
Brawl broke out between passengers before a flight takes off from Japan to the U.S. It happens to start when the man in the red shirt punches the man in the black shirt, fist flying, no discipline fighting there. A flight attendant desperately trying to stop the two men. Just when you think it's over, the man in the red starts again. Japanese newspaper reports he's American, drunk, acting violent, led to his arrest. Unclear what started the fight.
By the way, weight class-wise, I put him about the 200-pound range. So they're sitting behind one in front of another, so two separate rows, and the younger gentleman in the hat and in the black T-shirt, he is obviously very upset. But the man in the red shirt in front of him, a bit older, he starts the fight, and the kid he finishes it. And they go toe to toe as much as you can with a seat in front of you and with the TV, and they go at it. And it really starts to escalate because it's good. It looks like a hockey fight. It's a good fight. And eventually, the guy with the ugly Hawaiian shirt gets it. It gets ripped. It gets torn apart. Right? But then he's able to escape into the aisle. And that's when it starts to get really down and dirty. Right? They start going at it. And I love the fact that somebody's filming it. I do. I love this is the world where this is the modern world we live in where everything has got to be on camera. Doesn't matter. Good, bad, or indifferent. It could be your food, right? It could be a flower outside, or it could be two people in a tube beating the crap out of each other. But as they start to go more toe to toe with blows, as the man in the ugly red shirt frees himself, the little lady that is the stewardess, the flight attendant, whatever you want to call that person, so it's not to offend them, she's got to step up and be the referee.
Look at that flight attendant, that little petite flight attendant who has to get in the middle of these two clowns.
There you go. And that's what happens.
Look at that. Look at how brave she is. I would have been cowering under a seat.
I understand why she was brave, because one, that's her job, and two, these men clearly don't know what they're doing.
No, they don't know. The guy at red at one time slapped them open-handed, which I found to be really bizarre, but whatever. But it's not her job. That's not her job. At no time in her life, or better yet, at no time in her professional life, of stewarding in thy air, did she have to go through refereeing of fighting passengers? I'm sure she had to take some courses. How do you calm people down? But at no time did she have to do a Mills Lane. Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on. At no time did she have to do that. That is not part of her job. No description. Yes, can you push a cart down the aisle and hand out peanuts? I could do that. Can you do the thing with the seatbelt and pointing to where the lights are on the floor and where the exit rows are? I can do that. At any given time, could you jump in between two 200-pound men who are drunk and throwing blows at each other? I'm going to think about that one for a while. No time. Very interesting, though. It's everywhere. If you want to see it, it is a very interesting fight. Solid fun day. It's Tostada Tuesday. We got through today. Tomorrow, of course, is Wonton Wednesday. Anthony, speaking of flights, will be on his way tomorrow, producer Anthony, to Hotlanta for his nephew's graduation. We are hoping to get him beaten up by some sort of pilot or something so we can all get a nice 6 or 7 figure settlement. So good luck to you, Anthony. Solid show. Check us out. Grab the podcast, ChadBensonShow.com. For Anthony, for Phil, my name's Chad Benson. I bid you all adieu. Night-night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.